This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy 4th of July week. It's really a weekend as we slide into the 4th of July. Will you be seeing fireworks somewhere, wherever it is you're headed or where you live? I hope so. It's always fun to see the eye candy in the sky. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney. I think we might have some at the studio. Alex Roman Candle Knutson. Maybe hiding some somewhere. I won't tell the boss about that, but I understand, because just like he is, when I was a kid, it was all about that. It was all about the poppers and some of the other things that we could get. And of course, a lot of the fireworks weren't illegal, and it seems like you could set them off from May till the 4th of July. And somebody asked me the question, what's the best fireworks show that you've ever seen? And I would say New York City. I've seen the Macy's 4th of July fireworks in person, and they were pretty mind-blowing because they have so many shells that they fire into the air. They're saying for 2021, they're going to have 65,000 shells that they're going to shoot off from five barges on the East River. It goes for about 25 minutes, and so, of course, it's huge. It must cost them a fortune, and they put it on. Boston, Massachusetts, they usually have some really good stuff, too, because they have the Boston Pops Independence Day concert that they do. They're doing it in Lenox instead of Boston this time around, but their fireworks are tough to beat. Paducah, Kentucky. I have some friends that live down there, and they say they would put theirs up against a lot of others, that they have incredible aerial displays, and that you could be at any part of the city and you can see it in all these different neighborhoods. That's the best, right? When you don't have to be right there on the scene, but you can be somewhere close by and you have your own section for oohing and aahing over the fireworks. You just can look up into the sky and it's not a big hassle to get in and out of it. Portland, Oregon, they've got a great tradition with the 4th of July. They have a blues festival, and they have the Waterfront Blues Festival that invites a lot of people. And, of course, COVID has stopped that last time around, but that's going to happen and is happening throughout the whole long weekend, and the 4th of July is big. They shoot off all kinds of fireworks. Another great place that I would like to put on my bucket list, I guess, I like the city anyway, but Nashville, Tennessee, Music City goes all out with their 4th of July. They've really turned it into something pretty spectacular, and they've got, you know, the Nashville Symphony, and they bring in country music the headliners. I think Brad Paisley is doing it this time around, and it's just like, as far as the Macy's is concerned, it goes off for, you know, 25 minutes or so. I like that. And where I'm from, and where I was born, you know, that Philadelphia, South Jersey area, they've got a lot of fireworks that they do and shoot it over the, you know, over the bridge, over the Waltman Bridge. You can see it, and you can see it from South Jersey and Philly, and they had to, like everybody else, not have it last time around. So this time around, they're going to be able to do that in the city of brotherly love. So that's a good thing. What's not good is what's happening in Miami. And I always say that we talk about the buzz in the land, and, of course, it's making people talk about the structural damage in big buildings and how secure they are, condos, etc. And this is, so it's no exception, obviously, as we look around and talk about size doesn't matter. In fact, if you're on the third floor of condos where it's just three floors and something happens, and you can get trapped under the rubble too. But in this case, of course, you had lots of people where there were more than 150, and now 18 people have been identified. So the rescue effort was paused temporarily because of concerns about the stability of a section that was still standing, and now it continues on, but they're going to have to implode the rest of it. There's no doubt about it. There's discussions about that already. And so much is centering around, okay, is there possibly a miracle left? But if there's not a miracle, just how many can we recover? And I think that recovery, I've said it over and over again, because I saw this in 9/11, that it's the best case scenario is at least you find and identify people. There's something to that mentally in being able to do that. But, you know, when you have an engineer who's on site who says, hey, one of the columns has shifted about 6 to 12 inches, and you got these cracks that are expanding, whoa, then you got to take that pause. So they had to halt everything, at least temporarily. If the columns are truly, truly bad, and they're worried they could collapse right back into the parking lot, I mean, what are they? They have to do what they have to do. It's too threatening. They can't risk that. So you've got the president and the first lady who were there on Thursday, and Florida's governor, Ron DeSantis, too. They all met, and of course the mayor talking about the situation and just all this extensive concrete damage, and suspending the repair effort last fall at this now collapsed Florida condo on Southside. And you know, it certainly, from the report that was done up, it suggests that there was information that was reported incrementally rather than comprehensively. And you and I get that, right? And we're dripping out a little information. Oh, here, this is what we're seeing 1 month, and then we give you more of the information 4 months from now. And so they're not paying attention to how severe the damage is. I mean, the report outlined 5 areas an engineering team had recommended for repair, and it included issues with the wall and the edge of the swimming pool and a deteriorated stair column, and, you know, the list goes on and on, and I won't dive too deeply into that, but, you know, it's there were things that could have been prevented here. It certainly looks that way anyway, and it's very, very, again, sad to see the hopeless faces that are very close to the site, and they're just waiting for any kind of news day after day after day after day. All right, speaking of news, I'm going to kind of hopscotch around a couple of things because it's a holiday week, and of course it's always about Mother Nature, right? You've got dramatic, crazy flash floods that rip through Zion National Park. Man, if you've ever been there, it's incredible, but now it's all about cleaning up there, and I didn't realize how bad that was and how the roads just were flooded with mud and debris and broken asphalt in some places and boulders in the road. So a lot of people visit that area, especially on a holiday. So they're just telling people, hey, stay away. If you might not be able to get through, there's going to be traffic delays. There's going to be closures of trails and parking areas and all of that, because we got to clean this up. And I have a friend that just went through there and had spectacular pictures, and that's on my list. I haven't been there. But monsoon season is from mid-July to September, and that's when you really get those flash floods. And hey, in D.C., they had a possible tornado that ripped through the area that left thousands of people without power. They also had a building collapse that shook up a little neighborhood and, again, made people start to talk about infrastructure and damages and buildings and whatnot. Hang with us.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
Excited to introduce you to PK Ladner, who's written the book He is the Exception. She's in our virtual green room right now. We had a great off-air conversation about this book and about her life and the reasons for writing it. So PK, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, Kate, for having me.
Why did you write the book? What drove you to write the book? Tell the listeners.
I wanted ladies and gentlemen, actually all, to know that you can actually get a stress relief or relief from the madness of your mind sometimes just by writing your thoughts down, letting it all out, and telling everybody how you feel. It kind of helps.
And so for you, was that an easy process to talk about how you felt?
In the beginning, no, but it's getting easier day by day to just let it all out and let people know that it makes it easier as time goes by to let it go.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with you on that. And I think that's the power of writing in general. So tell everybody what the book's about. Again, it's called He's the Exception. You can get it on Amazon.
The book is about my feelings and how someone made me feel as if sometimes I wasn't good enough, sometimes I was too good, or if I didn't know what to say or what to do, kind of put it all out there a little bit, including how he made me feel in the bed, how he made me feel outside, just all around how he made me feel.
Yeah. And so the name of the book, why He's the Exception?
Because it seemed like no matter what he done, I always let him come back. It was like he was the exception to everything that I had said I was not. And then he would make a phone call or he would message or something. And then I would just fall all over myself like, oh gosh, yes, here he comes. And I mean, he still makes me nervous to this day. He's still the exception to this day. And right there.
Wow, so it's so interesting. So, you know, there's lessons in this, and I guess the storyline in this. And what do you hope people take out of reading it?
I would hope that they would take it out that you don't have to deal with things that people put you through in order to find love, because love shouldn't be difficult or hard. It should actually come real easy. I mean, I know you have to work at it, don't get me wrong, but it shouldn't be constantly difficult to love.
Yeah. And so for you, like, give us an example. What was difficult? What did he make so difficult, but he was so amazing in another way?
Time. Time with him seems to be difficult. There is never any time to spend with him. It's like time is not there. 20 minutes maybe every couple days, and that is not enough for somebody who loves you.
Yeah, and so that was
difficult.
Yeah, so that was difficult for you. And how difficult for you and in the book is it to walk away from that, to be not in that anymore?
Very difficult. It's very difficult to walk away from someone that you love. I don't know if you could actually totally ever walk away from it, but you do have to come to a point to where you're going to have to say, I can love him from afar.
And so for you, that's what you did.
I'm trying.
I love that. I'm trying to, you know, and here's the thing, PK, lots of people can relate to what you're saying. You know, people don't always admit it, but lots of people have been through that or they're going through it, and it's very difficult.
Very difficult. If you've ever truly loved someone, as in gave them your everything and anything, it is very difficult to walk away from. And I think you will never not actually love them, but you can learn to be happy other ways, I guess.
Yeah, I like the way you said that. You can learn to be happy other ways. So after this experience of writing He's This Exception, will you write another book?
Yes, I plan on writing two more. I plan on writing Still the Exception to let them know why he was so much of the exception. And then I would like to finish it with no more the exception as to what was the final breaking point.
Right. And then again, these are lessons and things that people go through and that they can learn from and they can enjoy your writing.
Yes. And people, I know people every day who have struggled with, I'm in love with this man, and even though he treats them like they're nothing, they still love this man. And you wonder why and how they could still love this man. But then you sit here and look, okay, well, I love this man, and he's not perfect, but I still love him. And a lot of people do that every single day.
Yep. Yep, I completely understand, and I think many people can relate to that, too. You can get the book on Amazon, PK Ladnier, He is the Exception. Thanks so much for coming on.
Thank you.
All right, a little bit of odds and ends for you, and once again, happy 4th of July, everybody. It's such a big, significant day for me, like all of you, Independence Day, but I grew up outside of Philadelphia. So constantly I was walking by Independence Hall, and now they have the Constitution Center, which is amazing there, the Liberty Bell. People would always ask me about the Liberty Bell and, you know, what's that like and what does that mean? And so to me, just like all of you, I'm certain, I'm proud to be an American, and because it was so emphasized to me because I saw it in the freedoms, etc. It really always resonated with me. And you go all the way back to 1776 and you think about the Continental Congress declaring that the 13 American colonies were no longer subject and subordinate to the king, King George III. And they were free, united, independent states. And You know, the Congress had voted to declare independence 2 days earlier on July 2nd, but it was not declared until July 4th. Otherwise, we would be celebrating that already. So Independence Day means all kinds of things. Fireworks, parades, barbecues, picnics, concerts, especially now because we're out of, or seemingly things have lifted from the pandemic and it feels like a new day. So it's become, wow, this is Independence Day. But I think it's just to remember what that really, really means when you think about what happened and now these, where we are, the patriotic displays and, what to me, I think of the people who have served, like in our first hour, that great conversation with Robert Janicki and what he went through in Vietnam and how he's helped so many other veterans and going to Washington and seeing all the memorials and the feelings that I get when I see those, too. And so just remember that for a moment or two, what really the significance of 4th of July is. And then depending on where you are, be careful if it's the heat or it's the crazy weather of flash floods, because we certainly have had some wicked curveballs thrown our way thanks to Mother Nature, right? All right, speaking of wicked curveballs, I don't think this is necessarily a curveball, but it's just plain old good basketball. A little mini in the man cave. Milwaukee now leads that series in the East 3-2 after really beating up the Hawks 123-112. Brooks Lopez was absolutely the tall man for the Bucks, was absolutely on fire. And his 30-plus points made such a huge difference, some of his putbacks, etc. So I know for the people listening in Wisconsin, and we have lots of people listening, you're excited about that. And for Atlanta fans, now it's that situation of, okay, I mean, here we go. This next game, either they're going to pull it out and force that next game or else the Bucks are wrapping this up and they go on to meet the Phoenix Suns. But the Hawks do host on the 3rd, and that game tips at 8:30 Eastern, and that's going to be, I think it's going to be a great game. Milwaukee was dominant the last time. What happens the next time in Atlanta? Do they take it or does it go to a 7? I don't have a great prediction on this. It could be Milwaukee's to take, but that crowd is crazy loud in Atlanta, and they're going to be a factor for sure in this next game. No doubt about that. All right, stay with us. More coming your way next here on the show.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden visited the collapsed condominium in Surfside, Florida. USA's Dan Rocky reports.
He met with local and state officials before thanking first responders working on search and rescue operations at the site and meeting with the families of those still unaccounted for in the collapse.
The one order I gave the federal folks was no bureaucracy, just cut through it, get to whatever they need. That's why we decided to cover, for example, 100% of the search and rescue costs for the first 30 days. Not done often, but necessary here, in my view. And FEMA is going to provide temporary housing and other urgent needs for the survivors. State Department is expediting visas for family members from other countries, and there are from Latin America, South America, Europe, Israel.
This is USA Radio News. Rescue workers in Surfside, Florida, are once again sifting through the rubble of the high-rise condo that partially collapsed last week. The rescue was paused for a short time while building inspectors determined the remaining structure wouldn't fall.
The fire rescue team has been working around the clock, as you know, since this fateful building fall, and we needed our engineers on site to evaluate the safety of the standing structure.
Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine-Cava. 18 people are confirmed dead. 145 are still missing. President Biden visited with families and offered words of comfort.
The whole nation is mourning with these families. They see it every day on television. They're going through hell. And those who survived the collapse, as well as those who are missing loved ones.
The town of Surfside has issued a notice to all buildings older than 30 years that are at least three stories tall to assess their safety. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times. Higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Going to the UK for a discussion with Nigel Muhammad. He's written a book called Calling Men Out of the Cave. What do you think that's about? We talk about this off the air, and I think it is the number one, for me, I see this, and I think for some of you, it's the number one, it should be one of the number one concerns of what's happening in the world. And the effects of what happens when you have the absence of the male figure, for example. But I'm saying this too simplistically, so we want to go to Nigel again. He's in the UK. He's in our virtual green room. Nigel, thanks so much for coming on.
That's all right, Kate. It's great to be here. I really appreciate the invitation.
So what led you to this book? What led you to writing this book?
Well, it comes out of my story. I was fatherless. I was in the foster care system from when I was born, just after I was born. So I grew up without a mother and father, really, and the effects that that had on my life. But also I was involved in mentoring in Kathmandu in Nepal on a month mission trip. So I'm actually part of that mission. I've had 10 years involvement, and they work with women and children at risk and leadership development. So fatherlessness is pretty much everywhere in every culture. It's, I think, a fundamental root and one of the most destructive social trends in Western society, but in many societies. So the trip to Nepal was definitely led me as a catalyst to write the book. And then I was funded to start a mentoring project subsequently when I got back to the UK.
Wow. So when people get the book, what can they expect? Because I know you really take us in a lot of interesting directions in talking about what happens in a fatherless situation.
Yeah. So, what is the book about, Kate?
Yeah, the book. Yeah. If you and I are sitting at a cafe and you say, and to all the people listening, hey, I've got this book, Calling Men Out of the Cave. Give us a brief kind of overview of it.
Well, it's about father absence and the effects of father absence, the effects of the lack of initiation rites of passage that is a pathological wound for young men, because you are going through life without a map and you're in the jungle and you haven't got a map and you've got no idea who you are, your identity, what you're good at. And you're playing catch up for many, many years. So it's about father absence, but also how not to be victimized by that and to live in a bigger story.
Oh, so that's good. And moving it forward, give us a little taste of that. How do you not be victimized?
Well, ultimately, it's without wanting to be oversimplistic, it's letting God love you. Knowing that we're loved with an unconditional love, an eternal love, that loves us, knowing a love that knows everything about us, our deepest wounds, our shame, the guilt, the fear, everything that comes out of that father wound, a love that loves us and heals that, liberates us to live in a bigger story. So really, it's letting God love us. And although that sounds simple, actually, you know, you have to walk toward your pain to come out the other side. So the way out is you have to go through, if you see what I'm saying.
Yeah, absolutely. You have to go through. Did that help you?
Absolutely, it did. But it was a long journey, Kate. I mean, I had to walk towards, you know, my deepest pain, because I was, like I said, I was fostered from just after I was born, and I was very nomadic and rootless. I then became disabled at the age of 29 from a serious car accident. Had no qualifications. I was homeless, and, you know, in a wheelchair, homeless, fatherless, no home, and I had to deal with it. But knowing that I was loved, no matter what, began to heal that, knowing that I was actually the beloved of God because he died on the cross for me, and connecting with knowing that I'm actually the beloved of God through Jesus, that shifted everything. It took time, but it shifted everything. It healed my father wound.
Wow. So once your father wound was healed after everything that you went through, like you say, it was a journey, being homeless, having that feeling of despair, what's it like now on the other side?
It's about connecting with who I'm becoming because of what I've had to overcome. So those are the two main themes of my story, Kate, is becoming and overcoming, connecting with who I am becoming. And actually enjoying who I am becoming, because it's been organic to that journey. And I cannot compromise. It's a non-negotiable when you connect with who you are really becoming as you emerge out of that journey.
Wow. What do you hope people take away from reading Calling Men Out of the Cave, which, by the way, you can get on Amazon, and you can also go to Nigel's website, which is www.lifequesttruth.com. All roads lead there. But what do you hope people take away from reading the book?
Well, I'm hoping it will provide insight into the father wound and how that is inseparable from social fragmentation, identity, confusion, and many of the symptoms that we live with. I'm hoping it will awaken people to know what makes their heart come alive and what it takes to live from that place. I'm hoping that it will mobilize both men and women, Christian men, non-Christian men, to, in general, to live in a bigger story, to be intentional about pursuing authentic connection, to live in a different way and reverse the trend of isolation, individualism, living for materialism, living for things, status, you know, so pursuing intentional relationships based on transparency and the power of vulnerability. I'm hoping that it will awaken people to live the road less traveled.
Yeah. Wow, what a beautiful place to end this. Nigel Muhammad, thank you so much again. You can get the book on Amazon, Calling Men Out of the Cave.
Fascinating book from Nigel. There's no question about that. A great read, I think, for a lot of you listening to this show. So we move to what are the top stories heading into this holiday weekend, and certainly prosecutors charging the Trump Organization with a 15-year tax scheme and its chief financial officer, Alan Weiselberg, and is in the middle of all of this. So I think there are some key players probably in what's happened here, and the go-to charge, as one would say, is tax evasion. And what are they looking at? They're looking at the executive who was being led into court in handcuffs, and wow, it's just kind of surprising, right, to see this. And he's been his long-term guy, so this an indictment unsealed on Thursday by the Manhattan District Attorney's Office charged the company and Trump Payroll Corporation with 10 counts and Weiselberg with 15 felony counts in connection with an alleged scheme stretching back to 2005 to compensate Weiselberg and other Trump Organization executives in a manner that was off the books, is what they're saying. It's the specific charges: defraud, conspiracy, criminal tax fraud, falsifying business records. Weiselberg was also charged with grand larceny and offering a false instrument for filing. Stay tuned as this all plays out in the future in another courtroom. Speaking of playing out, September 14th, the election to recall California Governor Gavin Newsom has been set for the 14th. And, you knew the signatures. We were keeping you abreast of that for all the people listening to us in California and others curious around the country. You think about the last time there was a governor recall, and that was Arnold Schwarzenegger who ended up stepping in. But the voters are going to decide on the 14th, and it's being set up. There's a 10-week window for the Democratic governor basically to make his case for staying in office. His critics had met the threshold for the recall election in April following a big effort to gather enough signatures, because that can be tough in every county that was backed by some key Republican strategists. And I think most of this, honestly, was fueled by anger over the restrictions that he put in place to curb the spread of COVID-19 throughout the last year and during the surges in cases in California during the winter months. And because of that, because of California and its economy, etc., that ultimately was the frustration just completely bubbling over. And 10 weeks can come pretty quickly. So will he be able to fend off the challenge or not, right? All right, the Surfside rescue operations are resuming at the collapse site, according to the mayor. The sad thing is all the things that we're hearing. A woman's voice was heard during the initial rescue efforts at the Surfside condo collapse. They haven't found that, the traces of it, and it's just, wow, just to think of all those people and how sad it is. And this is a story we're going to keep hearing more and more about the building and other buildings, I think, in Miami as well. All right, stay tuned. Much more coming on the flip side. Wayne Ramsey, ooh, Golden Retrievers. We're talking about it next.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs, so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com.
or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
As the coronavirus crisis continues, I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, "It's never too late to be who you might have been." Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We head to Australia for a conversation with Wayne Ramsey. He's written a book called The Gold-Plated Dog, and it's about Roscoe, the golden retriever. And you know what a heavy heart I had with Mahalo and how much I love golden retrievers. So I think it's special that Wayne has written about a very, very special dog, even if it was difficult, and he'll explain that as we talk. So, Wayne, thanks so much for coming on.
No problems.
Tell me about Roscoe. What kind of dog was he like when he was, you know, younger, and how did you get him?
Well, I had a St. Bernard, and we bred a litter of St. Bernards, and the father lasted only 3 years. He had cancer of the liver, and we had were able to have one litter out of the St. Bernards. And we kept one of them because they had a dark face, and we called her Blackie. And she lasted 8 years and passed away with cancer. And it took me probably a few months to get over Blackie, and I said to my wife, I think we'll get another dog. And she said, what sort? And I said, well, golden retrievers are very popular, and they'll probably live a good life, so we'll do that. So I went up to a town. We live in Mornington on the Mornington Peninsula, which is a very big tourist area. And on one of the farms, we were able to get some, what they're supposedly crossbreeds between a golden retriever and a, what are those black and white things called? I can't remember them. I can't think of the name. It couldn't help me out here, Kate.
I know. I'm thinking like Dalmatians. I mean, I'm terrible. Yeah.
There you go. Border collie.
Border collie, yes.
Yeah, a cross between a border collie and a golden retriever. I couldn't see that in the pup when I bought him. It was just one big ball of fluff, and he was the one that I chose. He was a quiet one, and I said to the wife, we'll get him. And he just settled in unbelievably, and it was just magnificent. Just one big ball of fluff. Because what we had at home, we had another dog. We inherited my daughter's dog. It was a like a fox terrier, and she was pretty well lonely as well, and needed her companion. So Roscoe settled in with her like a house on fire, as if they had never been apart. And Giz taught him everything, and. We had a doggy door, and she taught Roscoe to go out the doggy door as a puppy. And believe it or not, we never had to house train Roscoe. The Giz, the other dog, trained him for us.
Wow. And that, I mean, that just shows you in that companionship how neat was that. And so Roscoe was doing well as the little ball of fluff, and then how long until Roscoe got sick?
Well, as I've said to a lot of people, they say, oh, let's get dog insurance, you know, puppy health insurance. And I say, don't bother until the dog's about 7 years of age, at least 7 to 8 years of age, because over here in Australia, they will not insure a dog if it's over 8 years of age, because that's when the problems start. Everything was fine. Roscoe had a fantastic life up until he was 7 or 8 years of age. And the arthritis, as I said, set in. He had a cruciate ligament problem earlier in his days. And that was a very interesting incident where they operated and put one of those cones on the dog's head. Well, I felt sorry for Roscoe because he was bumping into everything. And so I cut the cone back. One of the worst things I could have done, because what he did, he licked all the stitches out of the wound. And I had to take him back to the vets to have it re-stitched. And again, I, like an idiot, I didn't leave the cone on, and he licked them out again. And the vet said to me, I can't keep doing this. He said, you're too kind to the dog. He said, be a bit firm. I said, well, that's a bit hard for the dog when you keep bumping into this and bumping into that. It seems cruel. So what ended up happening, the wound healed itself inside out, from the inside to the outside.
Wow.
And we didn't have any more stitches. So, wow. Yeah, that was a costly little mistake as well.
So then fast forward to Roscoe getting really sick, and then, boy, and you and I talked about this. You spend a lot of money at the vets, but Roscoe, just like my Mahalo, is a member of your family, so that had to be tough.
You had to spend it. You can't. Look, the biggest mistake I made, I said to the vet, how long do these things live for? He said, oh, golden retrievers can live up to 17 years. Well, at that stage, Roscoe was about 11 or 10 or 11 or something like that. And what the vet should have said is that, oh, they can live up to 17 years, but he won't. He should have said he's not going to get 17 years. And he certainly didn't. He lived till about 12. But I had this hope in the back of my mind that if we spend this money on him, it will prolong his life.
Yeah.
But it certainly didn't. One of his sons, in the book it states that Roscoe did the deed with Gizmo,
Border Collie?
The Jack Russell, and it was rather funny because I laughed when you imagine a golden retriever and trying to mount a Jack Russell. And we laughed. We weren't laughing at 1:30 in the morning when they got stuck.
Oh.
Because that's what happens with dogs. They do get we won't go into the actual details. But they do get stuck, and I come out of the lounge room, and there's Roscoe and Giz jammed, and we weren't laughing then. Anyway, we had to, let's say, throw a bucket of water over him. Well, we carried him outside and threw a bucket of water over him, then everything relaxed and they separated. That was rather a funny sight when you see the difference in size. And they had, yeah, 7 pups. It's unbelievable.
Wow. 7 puppies.
Only a small dog, and she had all these other things. Unbelievable. Like idiots, we kept 3 of them.
Wow. So,
but, yeah, the vet, as I said, got it wrong. And one of his pups, his son's, lived to 60, which was a pretty good effort. So we got out of him what we wanted to get out of Roscoe.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you want people to know about Roscoe when they read the book?
I think people will relate to Roscoe with their own dogs and say, well, our dogs do silly things like that, or our dogs do that. It's just that I'm just highlighting some of the silly things you did and some of the good things you did, and just that other people will relate to it and have a giggle when they read and say, hey, our dogs do that too, you know.
Right, exactly. In the end, it was worth it, right, because Roscoe was a great dog.
Roscoe was wonderful. He was just something that, and I think everybody who has dogs and loves their dogs and treat their dogs as their children. Look, I've got 2 dogs now, and I call them son. Come on, son, let's go, let's go. And I used to call Roscoe my son, you know, and come on, son, let's go. And my real son used to get annoyed at me and said, Dad, it's a dog. Don't call him your son. I said, well, he is. And I said, he's your brother.
I love it. Well, the adventures, like you said, are certainly in the book. The gold-plated dog, Wayne Ramsey, you can get it on Amazon. It was really fun to catch up with you, and I'm glad you shared your story. Thank you.
Thanks, Barrett. Thanks, Kate, for the time. Appreciate it.
This won't be a surprise to Wayne or probably anybody else out there that loves Golden Retrievers, but they've officially been crowned the most popular dog, period. A new study by money.co.uk has revealed what dogs are the most popular, etc., and they looked at thousands of posts by owners, and that's how, you know, they looked at emojis and likes and all that kind of stuff through social media. So Golden Retrievers are found to be the most loved pet online. They have an average of 222 love reactions per online post, and the highest number of posts overall with 4.4 million alone last year. So you can imagine. I mean, there are other popular dogs, Great Danes, Labradoodles. They're pretty popular, too. But without a doubt, Golden Retrievers. Yeah, love it. All right. Celebrate hard, everybody. And remember, make it count. Thanks for listening. Coronavirus crisis continues. I've said it before, I'll say it again. Now's not the time to retreat, panic, or stress out. Instead, refocus, reimagine, and reinvent. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary, the whole focus is on overcoming adversity. I share the secrets of some of the most accomplished people on the planet and how it applies to you. I agree with George Eliot, who famously said, it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, on Amazon.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.